Welcome to Home and Family Finance with Paul Berry. It's your family, it's your finances, and it's your future. Home and Family Finance is brought to you by the Defense Credit Union Council, serving those who serve our country, and the Credit Union National Association. Now, here's the host of Home and Family Finance, Paul Berry.
Yes, always a pleasure to be with you here on Home and Family Finance. I'm glad to be here, and I tell you, on a very hot day, we've got some very hot topics to talk about, and if I do say so myself, some hot guests right here in studio with me, which is unusual, folks. Speaking of unusual, this is going to be a little unusual program. Normally, we have a variety of topics that we cover, but this one topic we think is so important that it deserves the time and attention that we're planning to give it today, and with some very special guests. And of course, we're talking about the military. As you all know out there, we have a responsibility to talk to and about our sons and daughters, husbands and wives, children. All of us have someone in some form or fashion operating in the military field somewhere. And as a result of that, we think it's an obligation and a good one to make sure that we share information, especially when it comes to the issues of family finances, the big and little things, the kitchen table issues that we all must face. And of course, our military has to face it as well. And how are they doing? Not too long ago, we had the CEO of the DCUC, the Defense Credit Union Council, Arteaga, on the show to talk about what was happening, some of the new information as it relates to the situation with our military. Some of it was good and some of it not so good. And the idea is to improve, to make improvements. And Artie is with us again today. Artie, thanks so much for joining us here on Home and Family Finance. Nice to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, Paul. I'm always looking forward to doing this show with you and with your special guest. And I think, as you pointed out, it is a special show today, and we're looking forward to working with you.
And thanks to you, we have a special guest. And in the under the sphere of full disclosure, you know that the DCUC is one of our primary sponsors. Is Artie here because of that? No. But could he be here because of that? Of course. We are delighted to have him here in the sponsorship of the show. But he's here because the topic is demands that we pay attention to so many things that Jane Whitfield, who is the CEO of PenFed, and PenFed is the Pentagon Federal Foundation. That's her organization, and that's what PenFed stands for. And she's here. And Jane, a pleasure to have you with us today, too.
Thank you so much, Artie. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, no, that's okay. Artie's good.
Thank you, Artie, for inviting me. And
you
Paul
had it right. You had it absolutely
me.
Right. Now, you know, right. Artie talked to me earlier, folks, and said, look, I've got a person, Paul, that I think has a message that that our military and our civilians. And, of course, we don't forget out there that we're talking to the difference between the changeover is just the saying I do and then resigning or being discharged. That's the difference between somebody in the military and somebody who is once again a civilian. So everybody should listen closely to this because we're all impacted by that. And you, Jane, in a very special way, I know that you are CEO of this very important organization, but you've paid the price that gives you the opportunity to speak. And I know that, if I may, that you lost a son in Afghanistan. So this has to weigh on you in a lot of different ways.
You know, it sure does, Paul. I'd say that there is not a day that goes by that I don't think about my son. He was a Marine killed in Afghanistan in 2010.
We're so sorry about that.
And it really is a great benefit for my life to be able to spend it in this position mm-hmm. where I can use my experiences and my passion for helping service members and veterans with their futures. Not a day goes by that I don't think about what it would have been like if my son Matthew would have come home and joined his wife and his young son, and how our nation would have supported him and his family. And I feel so blessed to be able to work with other service members, their families, returning veterans to help them have a really strong and secure financial future that allows them to take advantage of the American dream.
It's wonderful. And what I think is also remarkable about you is that I don't hear bitterness. I hear, of course, the hurt that a mother has for the loss of a son. But what I don't hear is the kind of bitterness that could prevent you from doing positive things. And you know that happens with some families. They're so hurt by the losses, they're unable to make a contribution. You see it as an opportunity to make a positive contribution.
I experience every day the love and kindness of the military community that my son was a part of. I was not in the military myself, although I come from a military family. And I try to look at the positive impact that I'm able to make as a result of a really negative experience in
sure,
my life.
Sure, sure. And right now, and we'll talk more about what's happening right now as we go through these changes on the international scene as, in terms of what's going on in Iraq, what's happening in Afghanistan as we withdraw and we draw down our troops. And Artie, this is something that confronts you on a daily basis at through the DCUC, because you understand the impact of the daily activities as it relates to families, and how people are impacted really determines their behavior, especially when it comes to finances.
Well, you're exactly right, Paul. Certainly today's environment is as turbulent as it's been for the last 10, 12 years, quite honestly. And quite frankly, just listening and hearing the news of late, it doesn't seem to be getting any better. That said, our youngsters that are out there serving and their families are faced every single day with financial hardships of some sort, and certainly being in that state of uncertainty doesn't help them one iota. So we know, as well as our partners such as PenFed Foundation, mm-hmm. And all of our member credit unions, that we need to be positioned here in the very near future, and we're already there, quite frankly, but we need to ramp up our efforts to ensure that whatever transpires over the near future, whether it's movement of our troops or whether it's troops coming back from Afghanistan, that we're prepared to help them in a financial crisis.
Okay, we're going to talk about specifics with Artie Arteaga and with Jane Whitfield in terms of what is happening, what is available to our military, what's available to you if you're the mother or father, the brother or sister of someone in the military. We need to know these things, and we're going to share it with you. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry.
We want you to be a part of the show. Email us with your financial questions. Ask about the Defense Credit Union Council, or maybe just let us know what's on your mind. We'll give you the address in a few minutes. But now, more of Home and Family Finance with Paul Berry.
I want to start with Artie because we'll lay the groundwork as to how PenFed works into all of this. Artie, once again, just so our audience understands, what does the Defense Credit Union Council do and where are you?
The Defense Credit Union Council, which is based here out of Washington, D.C., actually is a niche trade association that supports member credit unions that are operating on military bases, not only stateside but overseas. As we've discussed many times on the radio show, our credit unions not only have to abide by the rules and regulations established by our federal government and our regulators, but the Department of Defense, if you desire to be on a military base, also has their rules and their regulations. And we actually work with folks at the Pentagon, our liaisons there and the senior leaders, to ensure that they don't in any way impede the delivery of the low-cost, high-quality financial products to our service members and their families. I've been doing this now for 14 years. Yeah. The council has been around since 1963. Our member credit unions on military bases have been there since 1928.
Wow.
So my point really is that there's some history with our organization, and there's absolutely some history with the credit unions that are there to support our troops.
And the Pentagon Federal Credit Union is one of the larger credit unions in operation. Is that right?
Pentagon Federal Credit Union is one of the largest. Unless the demographics or the numbers have changed, they're the third world's largest credit union, quite honestly. And certainly, given the establishment of their foundation years ago, which I'm sure Jane will
yeah.
amplify
yeah.
on, they have absolutely done a tremendous job in supporting not only our active duty military, our reserve, our veterans, and in particular, our wounded warriors.
You know, folks, nothing disturbs me so much as people who do not appreciate or support those who come out and support us, who protect us. And the military, no matter what branch, is designed to protect us. You have to appreciate the fact that there are credit unions around the world close to our military people. And here in the Pentagon is a federal credit union that's huge, third in our organization in size. And Jane Whitfield is the CEO of the PenFed Foundation, which obviously is related to Pentagon Federal Credit Unions. Jane, this is a big job, and how did you get? Tell me how you got involved, and what PenFed Foundation its primary goal is.
Sure. Well, I am the luckiest person in the world to be leading this foundation, which has just a terrific mission and is so focused on helping all of the members of the military community and their families have a secure financial future. I think that's just the best mission. It's that underpins everything we're all about. The credit union really had a terrific vision 14 years ago. Prior to 9/11, I want to point out, it was a vision of the credit union to start the foundation to meet the unmet needs of our veterans and active duty military. So we really focus on providing short-term assistance that they might not be able to get from other sources. We provide short-term emergency loans. We have an alternative payday lending program. We provide assistance in purchasing houses. We're going to begin providing credit counseling and really start thinking even more about the next 10 years and how we can serve the many, many military and veterans coming back from overseas.
All right. So the credit union, Penn Federal acts as a credit union. The foundation acts as a foundation supporting the mission of the credit union.
It sure does. The foundation is actually a separate 501c3, so we're our own organization. But the Pentagon Federal Credit Union is our biggest and staunchest supporter. They provide all of the costs for our they cover the costs for our administrative fees. They provide us space and location. They pay for our salaries, and they provide a very generous cash donation to the foundation.
All right, we're talking with Jane Whitfield, who is CEO of PenFed Foundation. We're talking with Artie Arteaga, who is the CEO of the Defense Credit Union Council. When we come back, we're going to ask Jane to tell us who qualifies, who can use the benefits that the foundation is set up for. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. You're listening to Home and Family Finance on Radio America. I'm your host, Paul Berry, and we thank you for joining us. Our program sponsor is the Defense Credit Union Council, and we thank them for their continued support of this program, dedicated to making all of us smarter consumers. We're also sponsored by the Credit Union National Association, and we thank them. You know, the Defense Credit Union Council and its member credit unions believe that financial readiness equals mission readiness, and supports the efforts of Military Saves and their dedication to improving the financial well-being of our troops. Military Saves, that's a year-round campaign. We've talked about it before here. It seeks to motivate, support, and encourage military families to save money to reduce debt and build wealth. As part of the Department of Defense's financial readiness campaign, Military Saves acts as a resource center for information on financial education and counseling. Check out its links to useful websites for military families where they can learn better money management and can find partners who can help military members achieve their financial goals. Military Saves. Set a goal. Make a plan. Save automatically. Go to militarysaves.org for more information and take the Savers Pledge today. My guests today are Artie Arteaga and Jane Whitfield, and we're talking about the PenFed Foundation primarily. Now, you understand the link to credit unions. You understand what the name comes from. You understand that Jane has joined this organization as its leader, the foundation as its leader. But what about you? Who qualifies, Jane, to come in and take advantage of the many fine programs that you have in place?
Sure. We have programs that serve active duty military, veterans, wounded warriors, and Department of Defense employees and contractors. Not all of our programs serve each of those groups, so let me give you a little detail about the programs we offer. A very important program that I think many of your listeners would be interested in is the Asset Recovery Kit, which is our ARC program. It's an alternative to payday lending. We all know payday lending is a problem not just in the military community, but all across the country.
It's ugly. Military people get really hurt because their money runs out before the days get to the next payday. And so to support family and needs, they often have to go and get a loan.
That's exactly right. And unfortunately, it's a fact that payday lenders take advantage of people in need and set up right outside bases and are often really targeting folks in a way that doesn't seem fair. So the PenFed Credit Union, in cooperation with the PenFed Foundation, really spearheaded a terrific program called ARC. We underwrite the losses for not just the Pentagon Federal Credit Union, but for participant other credit unions. Mm-hmm. Any credit union can be a participant in ARC. We will underwrite the losses that they may incur through their payday lending program. We charge just a $5 flat fee. And implicit mm-hmm. in all of our programs is a very critical piece of financial education. So if you want to come or one of your listeners needs a $500 loan for a $5 flat fee, if they need to roll that loan over, they're going to get some free financial education and learn.
Much needed financial education.
Hopefully really learn some of those skills that will keep them from coming back again.
So you're not only helping them with their dollar need, but you're saying, look, come on, let's learn something along the process. Stay out of this next time, but learn how to do that because you're becoming a financially literate person.
Exactly. And we are trying to get all credit unions on board with us to be partners in that. And in fact, really have so many partners in the program. There's no benefit to the Pentagon Federal Credit Union or the foundation. We don't even brand the program. So any of our partners, it's strictly about giving mm-hmm. them the opportunity not to lose money by offering this no-interest loan.
The benefit is to you, folks. What Jane is saying here is this program is designed to be beneficial to those who are in need, and not only in terms of the material, the dollars, but in terms of the education. And that's – there's no better way than to get our – you know, we are so – unfortunately, Artie, we don't demand that our schools teach our young people how to be effective, educated consumers. We come out of school. We know how to drive a car. We may or may not have a voter registration card, but we don't know how to balance a checkbook. And this has to happen. And what Jane is doing, as I hear it, Artie, is offering not only your immediate need, but in long term, we can solve problems for you.
The PenFed Foundation, to me and to the 16 members within the Defense Credit Union that are part of the foundation mm-hmm. and taking advantage of the ARC participation program, for all of them, it's a win-win. It's a win-win. If in fact, and many of us throughout our entire lives, if in some way encountered financial difficulties, I can certainly recall my days as a second lieutenant when I had a huge problem and I needed a loan, and sadly I was ignorant of the process back then. But certainly today, with PenFed offering the ARC loan at a $5 flat fee and the 16 credit
units. That's just amazing. It's a wonderful program. Folks, you're listening to Home and Family Finance. My guest, Jane Whitfield, CEO of PenFed, and Artie Arteaga, CEO of the Defense Credit Union Council. When we come back, we're going to find out who around here is financially fit. Jane?
Helping you be safe, smart, and secure with your finances. Welcome back to Home and Family Finance with your host, Paul Berry.
My guest, Jane Whitfield, CEO of PenFed, and Artie Arteaga, who is the CEO of the Credit Union, the Defense Council Credit Union. Forgive me, sometimes, Artie, I'm thinking so far ahead about the question, so many things I want to talk to Jane about the vulnerability of our service people and the impact it can have if they don't get it right, if they don't get things changed. I know that's paramount on your mind.
So important. I think that the financial decisions that people make today impact their entire future. And that's what we're all about at the PenFed Foundation, is helping set people up for the future that they want and deserve, making decisions now that help them buy a home in the future, prepare them for college, whatever their next financial decision on their horizon is.
And the thing that we must realize is that we take these young people who come in and put on a uniform and go someplace in the world that's unsafe, put their life on the line, and maybe get back. And in your case, you lose a son in this process. The least that we can do, Jane, is make sure that we're doing everything possible, that every program that is possibly available that they know about and can use.
You got it. I couldn't agree with you more, Paul. I think, the American dream is a dream for everybody, and especially for those people who defend our country. I'm really proud of the Dream Makers program, for example, at the PenFed Foundation. It's a program that provides a $5,000 grant that doesn't need to be repaid to first-time homebuyers in the military or veterans. And it's a great program, and we have helped thousands of very deserving people buy their first home.
Well, one of the things that we do here is ask, as I suggested to you earlier, the question is, are you financially fit? And when you hear that music, it means somebody here is going to be asked that question. And Jane, it's you.
Well, yes, I am proud to say that now my husband and I and our family are very financially fit. But I can remember the day, which seems not that long ago, when that wasn't the case for us. We had three young children. We both worked full time. And unfortunately, my husband got cancer very young, when we had three children under eight. And I can tell you, in losing that job unexpectedly and having him be on disability, mm-hmm. something I think maybe might be something that your listeners know about.
Sure.
I remember very vividly choosing what bill we were going to pay or whether we could send our children to summer camp. And I am fortunate now that that is not a question that I have to ask myself. But I know what it is to be in that position.
Yeah.
I'm also a very, very savvy couponer.
Are you? Oh, yeah.
Well, as a result of those old days,
I
can find a 2-for-1 sale anywhere.
And you're not alone in that. A lot of people have learned to do what they didn't think they might have to do in terms of survival. I think it's the thing that binds us together, folks, whether you're military or civilian, is that we all have to become financially fit or try to. That's the one thing that affects our lives in every possible way. And so we find with our audience, they say, yeah, that's me. You're saying something that I can relate to. So I'll hear what you have to say. And I want them to hear what you have to say about the programs that are available to our military members and to those who are coming home. We've got all of these troops coming home. This must be of concern to you. Now coming home, or we think they're coming home, at least some of them are. What do they need to do, and how do they find you, and what's the best way to make contact that either a family member refers or they hear about?
Sure.
You?
Well, one of the things we do at the foundation, we try to avoid having short-term emergencies become long-term financial problems. So we have a program, the Military Heroes Fund, which provides emergency grants and assistance to people transitioning. Many of the people we serve are those coming home from the military who haven't found a job yet. Maybe they are waiting for disability. They're not quite sure what they're going to do. And they don't have the funds they need to get an apartment, or they might get behind a little bit on a bill because they're learning how to manage their funds. So we have a great program, Military Heroes Fund, that helps address that particular transition need. But again, even more importantly, all of our programs, whether it be the ARC program, Dream Makers, or the Military Heroes Fund, require financial education,
mm-hmm.
or I shouldn't even say require, I should say they offer that as a wonderful benefit and opportunity to those people who take advantage of the programs. And I would say that in my opinion and in my experience, mm-hmm. financial education and understanding the differences between what an active duty military member is experiencing now in their daily life while they are in the military and how it's going to change when they transition back is a critical
Gotta
factor.
Be.
That, there is a significant difference between being one deployed or even here living on a base, mm-hmm. Having your daily needs provided for in a certain way, in a certain sense,
right.
To going out and then having to deal with a landlord or an employer or a checkbook, a checking account,
That's right.
in a way that perhaps they didn't have to make before. And financial education can do that. It's not the only answer. Financial education has to be coupled with a strong family support system, with employers out there who
yeah.
are willing to take the next step and support the service member, veteran, in their transition. And we're here to help with that.
And Artie, we talked about that before, because at most of these military installations where there is a credit union, not only do you offer the services, but you offer educational programs, you offer counseling. I mean, that's part of what you do there, right?
You're exactly right. As I mentioned early on in the show, our members that are on military bases around the world fall under the Department of Defense rules and regulations. And one of those rules and regulations, actually its policy, stipulates that we will provide free financial education, counseling, and training if the commander asks us to do so, and to do so with their troops. Mm-hmm. And so of the 200 credit unions basically that we have in our fold, every single one of them is required to do this. But they don't do it because it's required. They do it because it's the right thing to do. Even if the department did not require this and mandate it, I can assure you, just as PenFed Foundation does, all of our members around the world do this for our troops, the families, the Department of Defense civilians. And I'm pretty proud of that fact, and I think the department is pretty proud of that fact.
Well, we're proud of you both here, and we're pleased to have you on the program. And I hope you're proud of them out there, too, as well, in the civilian world. And to all of our military members who are listening around the world, we're pleased to bring you this information. Use it wisely. Make contact with the folks. When we come back, we'll give you some specific ways to reach out to either to Jane or to Artie. I'm Paul Berry. We'll be right back.
We want you to be a part of the show. Email us with your financial questions. Ask about the Defense Credit Union Council. Or maybe just let us know what's on your mind. We'll give you the address in a few minutes. But now, more of Home and Family Finance with Paul Berry.
And we're talking to everyone, and more specifically to our military audience as well. And all both of you are keenly aware of what's happening now in the news. We find ourselves withdrawing or pulling our troops out of Afghanistan. We find ourselves looking at the situation in Iraq, where even this week the president's meeting with Congress to decide what to do there. I would assume, Artie, I would assume, Jane, that this has an impact in some form or fashion on what you both do. Am I right?
Oh, you bet. Certainly, as I mentioned again early on, our members on base are certainly in the position today, as they always have been, to support these youngsters if, in fact, they are required to deploy once again.
Mm-hmm.
That's a decision that's obviously way above our pay grades. But our mission in life, quite frankly, is just to take care of those folks. You know, the credit union movement has a tremendous philosophy, which is a foundation for our entire existence, and that's people helping people. And with the council and with our members in the council, we are serving those who serve our country. While many folks think that those are just mottos and those are just, I guess, sayings of mm-hmm. some sort, quite frankly, it's not. They're not. That's what we do every single day. That's what we're prepared to do every single day. We live it. We breathe it. And I can assure you that regardless of the situation, regardless of the decision that's made by the Congress and the administration, if our troops need to go somewhere and if they need some financial assistance, every credit union on a military base is there to help them out.
And Jane, allow me, if you will, to take this a little bit personal here. We talked about the fact that you had lost your son in Afghanistan. Now we hear that in Iraq we're losing ground, if you will. Hopefully this will be worked out and we won't lose much of what our soldiers fought and died for in Iraq. But the same thing could happen in Afghanistan. We don't know where that's going. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's really unfortunate, of course, that there's this increased violence and anywhere in Iraq or anywhere around the world. And I'm very saddened for the families that may be experiencing this violence, families of the soldiers mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. And, of course, the soldiers themselves, if they have survived. In the end, I still remain hopeful for peace, and I hope there will be an efficient drawdown. For my own experience, I try not to contextualize my son's death in the results of the effort that he was fighting for. He felt so strongly about protecting the American dream mm-hmm. and the freedoms that we experience here. And he was completely dedicated to that as an individual and as a soldier. And I'm proud of that experience for him and for the work that he did. And he was awarded the Navy Cross for what he did.
Congratulations on that.
We will always be proud of him.
Yeah. And, you know, I thank you for that, because if I hear you, you're saying that no matter what happens, it has no impact upon what your son was fighting for. He went over with a cause and a mission. He did what he believed was right, and it doesn't. What will happen will happen, but it doesn't impact his purpose, his mission, and why he was there. It just doesn't have that impact. Does
you know,
it?
I think that's true, and I think none of us know what the future holds in any of our lives, any of our decisions, and any of the things we partake in. Yeah. I am just so delighted, really, to be here at the PenFed Foundation and be working for the futures of those soldiers who do come home.
Yes.
And their families. And I think that that's where I keep my focus, and that's where we as a nation need to be focused, is how can we help? And
Thank you.
Artie hit it right on the head. You know, we are here for our soldiers and our veterans to make their futures safe, sound, and secure.
And you can make a difference. I mean, if they, but coming out, follow some of the very explicit instructions, programs, ideas and concepts, it can have a positive effect for the rest of their lives.
I think that's so important. And I really want to emphasize for your listeners that it just takes a small step. This does not take a complete overhaul of everything folks are doing in their lives. I think starting with one item in your life that's a financial fitness type item that you can work on and change, that you can get educated on, and then moving to the next one and the next one. In my own experience, as I said, what seems like a minute ago, 25 years ago, I was in exactly that place where I needed to think about what was my future going to be and what did I want for our family. And I think that's the challenge, is not to get overwhelmed with all of the greatness of what your goals are, but to take it one step at a time.
And they have to take that step, Paul. They really have to take that. In my opinion, I think that our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, and their families, if they ever run into a financial difficulty, instead of walking outside that military gate and approaching the first establishment that they see that is likely predatory in nature or unscrupulous in their business practices, they just need to turn around and look at that credit union on the base, or look at the foundation, and realize that there's somebody better out there to help you, and dispel the rumor. Let me dispel the perception right now that the chain of command will always know that you're having financial difficulty if you walk into an on-base credit union. Far from the truth. Far from the truth. You need to be honest with yourself. And
it doesn't work that way.
It does not.
No. You folks, when we come back, we'll just direct our attention a little bit to mothers and fathers waiting for sons and daughters to come home, or husbands and wives, because this program and what we've talked about today is designed for you to have some sense of direction when your loved one returns from wherever they may be in the world. You can make a positive difference. You can say to them, hey, wait a minute. Don't go to that lender outside the gate here, okay? There's a better way, and we can tell you. You can go to see Jane at PenFed. You can go to any of the credit unions out there. That's what this is about, folks. So it's not just about the military. It's about what you're going to do when your loved one returns from some faraway place. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. We'll be right back with my guests. Stay with us. You're listening to Home and Family Finance. I am your host, Paul Beer, and we thank you so much for joining us. My guest, Jane Whitfield, who is the CEO of PenFed Foundation, and Artie Arteaga of the Defense Credit Union Council. We're talking to veterans, but we are really talking to you as well, because your loved ones are going to return, hopefully, from some faraway place where they have put their lives on the line to protect yours, and they're going to need some direction. You know, many of our young people join the service at 17 and 18 years old. They've had absolutely no opportunity or experience in terms of doing anything financial, because you did it all as dad or mom. You didn't even talk about money, did you? And so now they've been away, and they're coming back after 2 or 3 years. They may have gotten married somewhere along the way, or they've got a lady waiting for them or a guy waiting for them at home. And now they've got the responsibility of making some decisions, either just before they get out or after. Jane, that is an awesome task for people who have had nothing, but they think about war and fighting. They don't think about financial fitness. They don't think about what am I going to do and how am I going to do it. That's where you guys come in.
I'm so glad that you're bringing this up about having families, parents, brothers, sisters, support network. It's just so important.
Yeah.
You know, we have young people coming home, and they could be all on their own, but they don't have to be because they have a support network that can help them become financially aware and think about their future. And I think that's such a great point. At the PenFed Foundation, which is at penfedfoundation.org, folks want to take a look at some of the programs we offer. I would encourage everyone to go there. We are going to be rolling out a financial education and a credit counseling program in next year. But we're working on it now because we're going to do that for all the family members and the support spouses, support networks, as well as for the service members themselves, because we recognize that's so important. Right now, parents, go to the website, see what's available. Make sure that your son or daughter knows that there's a place that they can go. Find out the information about the credit union that's on their base or where they're transitioning from, and send them there to get some information about the Asset Recovery Kit or the Military Heroes Fund. They may find themselves in a situation where they have an emergency need. Maybe they didn't plan as well as they could have, or maybe it's just something they weren't expecting. And rather than let that short-term need become a long-term problem that will affect their credit, will affect their future, they can know about it now so they know where to turn, they know how to get short-term assistance, and then at the same time have some sort of a financial counselor. We do provide either on the phone or in-person financial counseling who can help them look to the future about what their next financial decision might be, so they kind of get ahead of the game.
And so waiting spouses, waiting parents, you don't have to wait till they get home. You can, as I understand it, head over, get some information, put together already a game plan that says, here's what we should do, honey. Here's how I think we should do it, or here's what you need, son or daughter. We've talked to these folks. They're waiting to hear from you. I mean, that's what can happen before they even arrive back from their locations, wherever they are around the world.
Make a plan, set a goal. I mean, certainly the planning aspect of any activity or event is very critical. And in the case of our troops, as I've mentioned previously, we have an uncertain environment today. I call it VUCA. I learned that word many, many years ago, volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. And truly, it certainly describes today's world. And so the only way you're going to get through that is to make certain that you sit down with family, with friends, with your support chain that Jane alluded to there, and put together a plan. Be prepared for whatever is going to happen next.
Right. And Jane talked about it briefly. And again, let's just reemphasize, there's no more tax break over there because you're not in a zone. There's no more deployment or combat pay. There's a whole lot of things that are going to change when you get back here, whether you stay in or not, and you got to be prepared for it.
Exactly. And I think looking ahead at the decision points that are going to come your way, say the next 12 months, 18 months, actually, I was listening to you already in that be prepared. This planning, thinking about the next 12 to 18 months, this is what the military is all about. This is something that comes naturally to our soldiers. But maybe they haven't thought about using what they learned in the military for their own financial and life. And I think if we help them through our financial education programs, use the skills they have already learned in the military for their own future, we're doing them a great service.
Change the focus. Change the focus.
Serving those who serve our country.
Thank you both very much. Jane Whitfield, thank you for what you're doing with the PenFed Foundation, for the leadership, and for the guidance that you've taught us all in terms of how to make a positive difference. If you only just say, okay, let me put myself aside and do what's best in a wider sense, in a broader sense. Thank you for being with us. And Artie Arteaga, thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for coming on the program. Thank you for introducing us to Jane. We wouldn't have known her without you. Thank you so much.
Paul.
And to our audience, thank you very much for listening. And I hope that you take some of this. Make a difference by just being proactive. Make a difference. Reach out to a son or daughter, a friend, someone, and say, hey, let's get this right. We'll see you next week. I'm Paul Berry.